As we begin our meditation together, I invite you to sit in a way that is comfortable for you. You may want to sit with your back up against the chair. You may want to ground your feet on the floor. Perhaps you want to gently close your eyes, or perhaps keeping them open and focusing on the light of the candle you have lit before you feels more right for you at this moment. You will know what is best. You can trust your body to tell you. So let's start with a few breaths. Inhale, and then exhale. Inhale, and then exhale. Perhaps a bit more slowly with each set of breaths. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in the goodness and love of God. Breathing out our distractions, our concerns, and our list of things we could be doing right now. I invite you to notice the rising and the falling of your breath. Do not try to control your breath. Rather, just notice what it is like and rest in it, as a raft might rest in a moving sea. As your mind goes off to something else, as perhaps it already has, or will most likely do, just notice that you are thinking, and with a gentle, friendly tug, without any judgment, just relax back into your next breath. Let your breath be at the center of your awareness right now. With just this breath, just this moment with God. Know that you are here and you are with God, relaxed and alert, and breathing in and breathing out. And as we settle more deeply into our breath, let us bring to our mind moments when God has sent you a message. When some part of the nature of God was revealed to you. This may have happened in a quiet, still place. It may have happened in a conversation that you have had with another. It may have happened when you were sitting outside in the beauty of nature. It may have happened when you were reading, or contemplating, or just letting your heart be free. These may have been fleeting moments that lasted barely a second, when you suddenly knew something different, or you were drawn to act upon something with a sense of urgency or clarity. These may have been moments when you felt suddenly safe, or secure, or protected, and you knew somehow everything was going to be all right. May have been words from God have been placed upon your heart, and you suddenly have a glimpse of what you know you need to do with the rest of your life. These may have been moments when someone's love for you or your love for someone was so powerful that you knew somehow God was a part of it too. And then too, these moments may have been when you suddenly knew the right questions to ask about God, and you and God were joined together on this path of discovery. In whatever way God has spoken to you, Hold one of these moments in your heart and breathe it in more deeply, breathing in God's love deeper and deeper into your being. Now let's stay focused upon that moment when God told you something and reflect upon what that moment, that experience revealed to you about the character of God. If you felt safe, perhaps God the Protector was revealed to you in that moment. If you felt loved, perhaps God the Gracious Lover of our souls was revealed to you. If you felt challenged, perhaps the God who is continually pulling you into a new creation was revealed to you. If you felt drawn to forgive someone, to be compassionate towards someone, to show someone mercy, perhaps God in the form of Jesus, the one who reconciles heaven with earth, was revealed to you in a brand new way. I invite you to spend a moment reflecting upon what you know of God from your experience of God. Perhaps you can name that nature of God that you have learned aloud in your heart. Say those words, whether it is God is love, God is steadfast, God is peace or grace, or full of mystery. Say it over and over again, and let it settle deeply into your heart. And do not worry if no word has come to your heart and God feels distant and you fear you don't know at all what it is like to know God. That is okay. You can say that too to God right now, that you are lonely and you want God to be with you. Remember, our journey with Christ is all about God's commitment to us. God is the one giving. We need only to receive this holy miracle that breaks into the night. Even the darkest nights of our souls. In the darkness, there is always light. Christ light, the light that will illumine the truth set deep within our hearts. God is completely for us in the very deepest dimensions of who we are. I invite you to open your heart to let God in with each breath that you take. When you breathe in and when you breathe out, you may want to say, "Come, Lord Jesus. Come. Come, Lord Jesus. Come. Come, Lord Jesus. Come." After the bell is rung, I will invite you to join with me in the saying of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.